It's 1:31 on a Thursday. Richie Deal completing his first Iditarod, finishing 2013. Coming up Front Street, we're going to go to Lorelai Kinnean. Hi, Lorelai.
Richie Deal is currently on the ramp. His lead dog just crossed the finish line right now. Richie Deal from Antioch, Alaska, finished his very first Iditarod, his rookie run. This number 65 completes Iditarod 2013. He has one bag in the sled. A lot of people from Bethel here to greet him, along with Mike Williams Jr., his mother, Esther. His girlfriend, Emery, and just a ton of Bethel folks here to congratulate him and greet him.
The main challenge, something unexpected, because you never experienced Iditarod before. Is there something unexpected?
Well, I wouldn't say unexpected, but probably the biggest one was my dog getting real sick at the beginning and having to deal with that for a couple of days wasn't much fun. We dealt with it and got through it, so.
Well, how did you deal with it? Did you have to stack up on more rest?
Ran a little shorter, rested a little bit longer, and, gave him medication, and we got through it.
Well, you have 10 dogs here that are in harness. That's a lot.
There's 11 right
now. Yeah, one in the school.
You got injured the last about 10 miles out, but packed them in, unfortunately.
More that. Just last night, a wind.
Yeah, he was going over the top rock hills. I've never experienced wind like that. It was something else. It was to where I couldn't even see the dogs in front of the wheel. I mean, I was just hoping the leaders were staying on the trail, and we popped over that last hill, and we were still on the trail. So it was nice to see.
So that means some pretty good leaders. Who are they?
Troy and Panda, they did real well for me.
Really?
3 and 6.
Okay, so it's young. Do you think they'll be here next year?
Oh, yeah, they'll be here.
And in terms of the weather and the conditions, I mean, we just talked about a windstorm, but earlier in the race, it wasn't a windstorm. It was, like, completely wet and warm. How did that go?
Yeah, that in itself was hard on the dogs, too. It was, they weren't eating that great, and one day we went swimming in a couple of creeks, and we got rained on, and so it wasn't much fun.
Now, before the race, we talked a little bit about, possible challenges in the race, and of course, we talked about sleep deprivation, and that's always hard for rookies in the race who've never experienced it before. How did that go for you?
I didn't have much problem with it. I mean, I don't think I did. I mean, I rested a lot, so shouldn't have been that hard to deal with for me.
Well, congratulations, Richie, on your first go at Iditarod.
Thank you.
Hey, Rich, I have a quick question. What's something perhaps that maybe you learned from 2013 that you're going to implement or change in the next coming Iditarod?
There's a lot of things, but, probably how to deal with a sick team in a better fashion so that you can keep up with guys towards the front of the back, because I was totally shocked how those guys kept moving, and a lot of them had sick teams too, and they all did a really good job of taking care of their dogs but still moving down the trail at a good pace. So,
and your mom is here. She wasn't sure if she was going to make it to the finish line in Nome, and a lot of folks are here to greet you from Bethel, and Mike Williams Jr. is here, and just a lot of people are here to greet you and congratulate you on your first finish of the Iditarod. Talk about the support that you've received.
It's pretty cool. I mean, the amount of people that have come out and helped me get here. I mean, this just wasn't about me and my dogs. There's a lot of people that helped me get here, so I appreciate it.
Congratulations and welcome to Nome.
Thank you.
Again, Richie Deal from Antioch finishes his first Iditarod. He gets a big hug from his girlfriend, Emery Fairbanks.
10 days, 22 hours, 32 minutes, and 6 seconds. And if you want to check in, you want to visit for a minute.
Okay. We're going to check his blood bag to make sure he has everything to make this an official Iditarod. Okay, he's putting a dog onto a tow line right now before we do the official bag check. Thank you. Nelson takes the vet book and congratulates Richie on his first. We need to see your sleeping bag, your hand axe, your snowshoes, slippers, and booties. Excellent. And the last thing you need to do to be official is I need your signature right there. Okay, thank you. Richie Deal, an official finisher in the 2013 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, comes in 36th place in his rookie run of the Iditarod. He's from Aniak, Alaska, and hopes to and plans to continue racing the Iditarod and become a competitive musher. First time seeing this trail, first time competing in this trail, he now knows how he can improve in the coming years. He gets a big hug from his mom, Esther, who is full of smiles today. Just a congratulations from his friend, Pete Kaiser. Oh, wow, we're just burglars. Ray Reddington Jr. is here, along with Mike Williams Jr. Richie's one of the nicest guys on the trail and has made a lot of friends along the way, I'm sure. A lot of fellow mushers are here to greet him and congratulate him on his first finish. Richie Deal from Antioch finishes his first Iditarod. He's about to head out of the chute and reporting from under the Burled Arch on Front Street in Nome. I'm Lorelei Kniep.